Now is your chance to get that last dip in the pool before it closes for the season. Pools have been a refuge for many from record heat. But for author Alicia Abbott, her local pool near Boston was a refuge for other reasons. In this essay, she reflects on how this public space allowed her autistic son, Finn, to enjoy summer like everyone else.
When my son Finn wants to go to the pool, he points at a swimsuit. It doesn't have to be his. It could be mine or his sister's, or even just a beach towel left by the door. Finn is 14, but doesn't speak with words. He is, however, fluent in sensations. He understands the feel of the water, the pleasure of kicking, of being splashed, of floating weightless and free. Swimming in cold water on a hot day is a delight, whether or not you have autism and mental delays like he does. This summer, my social media feed is again full of other people's vacation photos. Trips to Europe, weeks on Nantucket. My family goes to the Cape for a week every summer, but never with Finn. We haven't traveled together as a family in years. Even overnights are out of the question, at least since he moved into a residential home 5 years ago. And yet, I want Finn to enjoy the particular pleasures of summertime. And I want to enjoy at least some of these pleasures with him. The public pool makes that possible. We enter through the women's room gate. We walk to the back fence where we set up our bags, towels, and flip-flops.
So, Finn, let's put our towels down. Let's put them down right here.
I know you're excited.
Good job. You want to take your shoes off? Good job.
On the way, amidst the splashing and yells of Marco Polo, I hear bits of Portuguese, Korean, and Spanish. I see gender nonconforming couples and mixed-race families. There's a group of women in headscarves sitting in the shade. I used to feel anxious about being with Finn in public. His tendency to run away, to stim, or suddenly scream would always draw stares. But at the pool, everyone who sees us smiles. I feel more at ease with him here than almost anywhere else. At the pool, vignettes abound. A little girl in a pointed red swim cap holds her nose and takes a running leap into the water. Her brother soon follows. A tattooed and pierced couple embrace. They only have eyes for each other. It's hard not to love humanity on days like these. I help my 14-year-old boy learn to float.
Finny, is it cold?
Woo! Chilly!
Nearby, a man teaches his small daughter how to swim. The difference in their size does not embarrass me, nor do Finn's little yips or the way he whips his head from side to side.
Oh, that feels good, right?
The loud din of the pool drowns out his occasional outbursts. This is him. This is who he is. The richness of life on display at the pool makes space for all sorts of difference. There's nothing to hide here, nothing to stare at either. Finn's just a boy enjoying himself in the water like everyone else on a hot summer day.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
Alicia Abbott is a local author in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her essay was produced by Cognoscenti, the ideas and opinions team at our home station, WBUR.